Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, we'll hear highlights from the third set of concerts in the current season of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman, co-directors. These concerts featured the music of Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond, who worked together in the Dave Brubeck Quartet from 1951 to 1967, with both contributing compositions. Although most of the music in this concert was originally conceived for the Brubeck Quartet, various arrangers have filled out these scores for big band, and several of these tunes have been among the most popular jazz records ever made. Opening the program of music by Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond, we'll hear the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing a flowing arrangement by Seattle arranger Matso Limtiako of Paul Desmond's tune, Wendy, featuring Jay Thomas on flugelhorn and Stuart McDonald on baritone sax.
Thank you. Jay Thomas on the flugelhorn. Jay Thomas. Stuart McDonald, baritone saxophone. And some lovely alto playing from Sidney Houser. Sidney Houser.
The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, playing music by Paul Desmond, arranged by Matsu Lemtiako for the big band, the tune titled Wendy. 88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the region. On Jazz Northwest, here's Michael Brockman.
Now, I know that many of you were Dave Brubeck fans and Paul Desmond fans. That's probably why you're here. You probably owned that great album from back in 1959 titled Time Out. You know that Take Five was the highest selling jazz single of all history. And what a fantastic album. In that album, Brubeck was mixing together some special European composition techniques, namely using odd meters, such as Take Five, which is written in a meter of five beats. This next one is called Three to Get Ready, also from that album. As you know, that album was really just a quartet. We're up here with a full big band, and so it means that we have to have the pieces arranged from the small group to be playable by the large group. This was brought to us by the fine trombone player here in the city, David Marriott Jr. He used to play in this band, and he brought this arrangement to us several years ago. We know that you'll enjoy hearing Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone, some more of Dan Marcus on trombone, and some more of Randy Halberstadt. Here is Three to Get Ready. Three to Get Ready. Thank you. Taylor on tenor saxophone, Dan Marcus on trombone, Randy Halberstadt, and Phil Sparks on the bass. Well, as you know, the Brubeck Quartet didn't last forever. Brubeck dissolved the band. He disbanded the group. That's one of those words, Mark, that musicians made up. And yeah. We get credit for that. He disbanded the group in 1967, and so that he could go on and do other things. He wanted to go on into film scoring. He wanted to go into writing television scores. And he wanted to also write for symphony orchestras and pops orchestras and things. So he was ready to branch out. After that period, he did go back and do lots of quartet playing with different mixtures of people, including bringing Paul Desmond back into the group. But there was a time when he was playing in New York City with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, but he featured Bobby Militello on alto saxophone. And there was this great recording that was made at the Starbucks restaurant, at the Starbucks coffee shop in New York City in 2003. And they did it two nights in a row, and it turned out so well, they decided to just to press it into an album, and that was titled Park Avenue South. From that album, we have this piece called The Crescent City Stomp that has been arranged for the big band. We hope you enjoy it. Crescent City Stomp. Thank you. Michael Van Bever on the trumpet. Devon Lewis. Devon Lewis on the drums. And yours truly, Michael Brockman.
Crescent City Stomp by Dave Brubeck, arranged by Kurt Berg and played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert, coming to you from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with Jazz Northwest. Here's Michael Brockman.
This next piece Brubeck wrote, it was a 1955 composition, become a jazz standard. So we know that you're going to love this version of In Your Own Sweet Way. We'll open up some with Randy Halberstadt in the role of Dave Brubeck, and we'll pass it over to Tom Marriott a little later, and we get to hear some more from Travis Ranney. 1955, In Your Own Sweet Way. Thank you. Randy Halberstadt on the piano. Travis Rainey, tenor saxophone. Thomas Marriott on the trumpets. In 73, Paul Desmond decided he wanted to record an album that he titled Skylark. And we're going to play that now for you in a special version for Big Band. We hope you enjoy Skylark.
Michael Brockman featured on alto sax with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in Salute to Paul Desmond and his version of the Johnny Mercer song Skylark. On Jazz Northwest, 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Here's Michael Brockman.
Now back to 1959 and the single most famous and biggest selling jazz single in history. When Quincy Jones saw what a great success Take Five was, he decided to write an arrangement of his own for his own big band and then recorded it and did very, very well with that. So here is Quincy Jones's arrangement of Take Five. We're going to get to hear from Sidney Houser on this. We haven't heard much from her tonight, but you get to enjoy her sound. And we also get to hear some from Gary Schutz, who is back here in the trombone section. We're very glad and privileged to have him join us this weekend. So Gary Schutz and Sidney Houser, Take Five. Thank you.
Sidney Houser on the alto saxophone. Gary Schutz on the trombone. Formidable. And that's Devon Lewis once again on the drum playing. Devon Lewis. Well, another of the great compositions by Brubeck was included in the orchestral album that was recorded by Miles Davis, titled Miles Ahead. This one single composition by Brubeck that was included on that album is titled The Duke. And, of course, it's written in tribute to the great Duke Ellington. And we would like to feature our fine trumpet soloist in the back row, Mr. Jay Thomas. And here is an arrangement written by a local man named Milt Cleave. Maybe some of you know of his work. He's contributed many pieces to this band and to other groups around the city, and we are very much in his debt. So here is The Duke. Thank you. That's Jay Thomas on the trumpet. Jay Thomas. And that lovely arrangement by Milkweed.
Well, we've come to that time when we need to wrap up this show. We thank you so much for joining us. We are going to close up with a piece that was written for one of those television shows. He wrote the theme for a short-lived television hit called Mr. Broadway. Brubeck was just so very talented and in so many ways a real titan of American music. So here is Brubeck's composition, the theme from Mr. Broadway. And again, we thank you so much for being with us here today.
Mark Taylor on the tenor saxophone. Milo Peterson on guitar. Dan Marcus on the trombone. Sidney Hauser on alto saxophone. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Devon Lewis on drums. Randy Halberstadt on the piano.
You've been listening to highlights from concerts played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, featuring the music of Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond. The concerts were recorded at the Kirkland Performance Center and the Edmonds Center for the Arts. And our thanks to the staff on both locations for their assistance in recording these broadcasts, as well as thanks to all the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music at this time. If you missed any portion of today's broadcast or would like to hear it again, we have a podcast available at jazznw.org where you can hear previously broadcast programs. Next week at this time, we'll bring you highlights from a concert by the Don Clement Trio and Stuart MacDonald from the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz series. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest today. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Zedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.